Student's Book, page 77. 2. Listen to a radio show about the inventions and check your ideas.
Welcome to our world today. I'm John Manning, and if you remember, on the show last week, I invited you to write in and tell us about strange inventions. We've received hundreds of emails and texts with links to some amazing photos on the internet, and I've chosen 4 of my favourites. Number 1 was sent in by Nigel in Kent. He found a story online about a dog translator. Have you ever wondered what your dog is trying to say to you? Well, with this gadget, you can find out. There are 2 parts to this wonderful invention, a microphone and a mini computer. You put the microphone around your dog's neck, and when he makes a noise, the mini computer translates it for you. Of course, it doesn't tell you what the dog is saying, and you won't hear any words because dogs can't talk. But the translator will tell you if your dog is happy, sad, hungry, or angry. Thanks for that one, Nigel. Now, the second invention on my list. If you find it hard to get up in the morning, you probably already have an alarm clock. But the problem with normal alarm clocks is that you can turn them off and go back to sleep. Number 2 on my list came from Joe in Reading, who emailed the programme to tell us about an amazing alarm clock that runs, well, rolls, away from you as it rings. To turn this alarm clock off, you have to get out of bed and catch it first. Brilliant idea! Well done to Joe for finding that one. Number 3 comes from Rachel in Manchester. Rachel's a party girl, and she loves buying new shoes. So she told us that she was amazed to find this invention. Shoe umbrellas. Imagine, you're going to a party and you want to wear your best new shoes. But it's raining outside and you don't want to get them wet. Don't worry, says Rachel. You can now buy mini shoe umbrellas. Put them on your shoes and you can get to that party with your shoes all nice and dry. We just have time for one more. Number 4 was sent in by James in London. Do you find one banana too much to eat in one go? Or is it black and soft because you've dropped a book on it in your bag? If either answer is yes, then you need a banana guard. You can eat half of your banana and put the rest back in this case, and your banana stays nice and fresh until you want to eat the rest. It's also the perfect way to carry your banana around. No more black bananas. And it's thanks to James in London for telling us about that one. And indeed, thank you to all our listeners who wrote in.